Blog Talk Radio.
I got joy in my soul. God is in control. I got Satan on my trail, but I'm singing all is well. He's attacking every day, but I'm watching while I pray. No matter the attack, I won't let that. Breakthrough!
Sorry, I have a song coming up, but some way or another it's not pulling up. So I'm going to go to another song. Can't get this one to stop. What's going on here? Let's see if this one will play. I couldn't get the other song to play. Is my computer on? Okay, I apologize. Maybe the song will come up as I'm talking. I hope not. But I thank God for Jesus. I'm Prophet Shirley Cain. And the first song that you've already heard is by Charles Jenkins. And I am with Win the Walk of Jesus Ministry, the ministry that helps the lost and the hopeless to find their way to Jesus. And I thank each and every one who's joining in and listening to this word on tonight. And I bless and honor your presence on tonight. And I want to also thank God for giving me this opportunity to come before his throne of grace with a willing heart, with so much joy to bring forth his word on today. And we should thank God for this day and rejoice in it, because it's a privilege and it's an honor that God has graced us to rise this day in wholeness. And I just want to encourage you tonight, don't worry about what you're deprived of for this moment. Just know that you got Jesus. And I dare you to clear your mind of all the clutter and think on Jesus only and what he has to say to you in this message. And watch God manifest in your spirit to give you the assurance and the peace that you need in him. I want you to know that God will never leave you nor forsake you. And I just want to take a moment and set this atmosphere so that we may hear what God is saying to us tonight. And I'm going to try to attempt to play another song. And I don't know why it's not happening. Always a problem with this blog talk. Well, doesn't look like they want to play a song for me, so I'm just not going to worry about the music tonight. Just forgive me. I apologize. It's really not my fault. It's a blog talk misfunctioning, and I'm just not going to worry about it. I'm just going to go ahead and have a word of prayer, and we're going to go ahead and get into the lesson. I am so sorry that I couldn't set the atmosphere with the music. Father in heaven, we come to you tonight with hungry hearts for your word. We know it is fuel for our body and food for our thoughts. Lord, and we counsel the plans of the enemy, because he's already interfering in this lesson on tonight, this word that's about to go forth. But we are not going to let him hinder the word to go forth. Lord, I thank you that you're going to have your way in this message, and you're going to decrease me and increase you. And I counsel any assignment of the enemy, even in the message and against the minds of those receiving this word, in the name of Jesus, amen. And our Bible reading is going to come from Ephesians, the 4th chapter, and the 29th verse. That's Ephesians, the 4th chapter, and the 29th verse. And the word says, no foul language is to come from your mouth, but only what is good for building up someone in need, so that it gives grace to those who hear the word. And I like to add more to that scripture. I would like to also add, I think I would like to add the 30th and the 31st verse with that scripture. Didn't go wrong tonight, huh? And the 30th verse says, "And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption." 31st say, "Get rid of all bitterness, rage, anger, brawling, and slander, along with every form of malice." And verse 32 say, "Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in God, Christ God forgave you." And what we're going to talk about tonight is renewing your mind and transferring the words that you speak. Renewing your mind and transferring the words that you speak. And I just want to say we must be very, very careful of the words that come out of our mouth. Even the very thought that we think, it should always be pleasing to God. It should be pleasing to God and his hearing of the word. Our word should be wholesome. It should be pleasant. It should be encouraging and effective in whomever presence we come into. And I know we're going to run up on a lot of people that's going to strike that last bit of nerve you got, or that's going to say something that's going to cause you to not be comfortable with what they're saying. But you have to understand you are the bigger person, and you should think about what would God say or what would Jesus say. And you should think about the kind things, or don't say anything at all. I see a lot of stuff go on Facebook, and I really would like to say something. But if I know it's not going to be nice, I'm just not going to mess with it. I'm just going to look at it, and I'm going to pray for the eyes of understanding to be open. Because you can't listen to everybody. You can't agree with everybody that's on Facebook saying things, because some of the things they are saying is cruel. It's not Christ-like, but they're confessing Christ, but their fruit is out of order. It's out of line. And I hear the old people used to say, you can catch more bees with honey than vinegar. So what we need to do is let God get pleasure in the words we speak. We need to let Jesus give us the strength to not let our carnal mind speak for us. Our minds need to be renewed so we can line up with the word of God. Our word and thoughts should be in alignment with God's word. So today, let the word that's being released from our mouth give life to someone. What sacrifices are you willing to change, or how you think what you're saying? Because we got to make some changes. We got to let the world know that Jesus does exist and that Jesus is real. We got to let the world know that we are in a relationship with Jesus, because when you say you're in a relationship with Jesus, the first thing that person is going to do is start looking at your fruit. They're going to look at how you carry yourself. They're going to look at you if you're consistent. They're going to look at you if you're religious one day and you are a devil from hell the next day. People are going to, they want to see some results of what use it is for them to serve Jesus. So what we have to do, we have to be willing to make changes of how we think of what we say. We need to read and digest the word of God, and we need to avoid harmful worldly influences. Remember, we can't stop the enemy from bringing thoughts to our mind, but we can control how we let it affect us. We need to choose to think God's thoughts. We must not let frustration fear, anger rule our hearts. But we need to let what Philippians 4 and 7 say. It says the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Because our minds are like a computer. They know nothing except what they have been fed. And just like a computer, our mind can be affected by bad data or virus. And then we can release those thoughts by speaking it in the atmosphere. And that's what we're talking about. We're talking about renewing our mind and transforming the words that we speak. And we have to have access to top-notch antivirus software, which is the Word of God. We need to get our minds thinking scripturally. We have to be very selective as thoughts continue to bombard our mind, because your mind will accept or reject the thoughts according to what it knows about the Word of God. But when we read the Word of God, our minds will become transformed and renewed. Romans 12 and 2 say that you may prove what is good and acceptable, the perfect will of God. We need to pay attention to every word and phrase that comes out of our mouth, because each word will affect ourselves and others. Because everything that you can think or act is in your mouth. You got to speak it and it shall be. You may not see it the instant you say it, but you have released it in the atmosphere. When we see our brother or sister falling off, do we just watch them fall off? Do we just watch them do nothing? Do we talk about them? You know, they're not going to be where you are. Do we stomp them further into the ground? Or do we help to lift them up with positive encouragement and prayer? And I'm telling people all the time, you can't be in agreement with the devil. The devil is going to be negative. The devil is going to come to kill, steal, and destroy. And whenever you see a situation going on, you speak life into it. You don't speak death into it. You don't speak the language that the devil is doing to them. You don't agree with the devil, what he's doing to them. You speak the positive encouragement and pray for them. And I know I've heard people say this, and I'm being like total shock. And I have to address it, and I say, well, honey, you can't feel like that. Because you say you love God. I say, in the Bible, it says, how can you love a man that you never seen and you can't stand your sisters and brothers that you see every day? I say, no, lady, that's not the way of God. We're to love our enemies. If they are not right, they're our enemies. If they have rejected us or they have done wrong things for us, we are to forgive them. We cannot let that fester into our spirit or becoming the prisoner when we let those things fester in our spirit, because you can't move forward because you're too busy thinking about what they did to you or what they didn't do or how they live it. It's not according to your standards. You can't tell people how to live. You can't tell people how to have a relationship with Jesus. Each person got to give an account of their own soul. Each person has to make the decision whether or not they want to follow Jesus. And some people are going to reject you, even with you being nice to them. But that's their choice. You can still love them where they are. You don't have to run them down to accept you. What we must understand is that you don't know what that person may have been through. And many times we want to forget that we may have acted just like that person at one time or another. Every person deserves a chance to become a better person. if they choose to stay as they are, that's not your job to convince them to change. You do not have time to waste arguing with people or trying to prove who you are. Because one thing about it, light will always shine in darkness. Your job is to simply let your light so shine before men that your Father in heaven will be glorified. Because you are a God pleaser. You're not a people pleaser. You cannot please people. You give them the word, you witness to them, you pray for them, and you keep it moving. We should certainly, by all means, reach out and help those who desire to be helped. Notice I said who desire to be helped. If they don't desire to be helped, dust your feet and move on. You can water them, but you sow into them, and God will bring the increase. He will come along, and he will bring the increase. You may sow. Somebody else may come along and water. God's going to give the increase. It's going to be left up to God, the direction that they end up or the way that they go. And plus, brother naysayers, you can only love them, pray for them, and let them remain in the same old place of complacency and misery until they decide they're sick and tired of battling with that spirit on the inside of them. They have to decide to choose to see God at a greater dimension so that they may be delivered. You just have to let them be, and you must be careful what you speak over them, because Hebrews 13:2 says, stop neglecting to show hospitality to strangers. For showing hospitality, some have had angels as their guests without being aware of it. Be careful what you release from your mouth, but only such as good for building up as it fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear and who are willing to hear. You've got to remember, we are Christ-like, and we are in the image of Christ. Man was created in the likeness of God and given the right to choose his own words, to speak them, and therefore declare his eternal destiny. Even God's mighty word or words of a prophet can have little or no effect over our lives until we put his word in our mouth, and then we don't speak it in faith. If you think about it, believing God and his word is not nearly as hard as discipline our tongues to speak in line with the word. We must guard the words we speak, because the Bible tells us in Colossians 4:6, let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with that you may know how you ought to answer every man. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. I want to encourage you tonight to know you don't have no more time to spend on insignificant things such as vain arguments, which are unprofitable and useless. Some people just look for someone to argue with because they are feeling a certain way. They want everybody to feel like they feel. If they wake up having a bad day, you can rest assured they're going to try to find somebody they to louse up. And that's why you have to smile and sometimes don't even respond to them, don't even entertain it. Just smile and say, God bless you, and walk on about your business. And they're probably going to get really mad at you because they were not able to tick that little anger bell in you. But you have defeated them. You have the victory over them, because what they come to do, they didn't succeed in it. And so what are they going to do? They're going to go on to the next person, and they're going to keep on until they find somebody to respond to them, and then they feel better. That's when people are being used by the devil, and they don't know that they are being used until they run into certain circumstances and everything falls apart to them. You know, it's so many of us that harbor unforgiveness in the heart, but yet we wonder why we cannot go further in life like we want to. Why is my spirit so restless? How come I keep thinking about the person I despise so much? Well, I tell you why. Because you are prisoner to your own self. You're holding yourself hostage, and you are in bondage. And you want to get free today, all you have to do is forgive and not necessarily go to the person. But in your heart, you ask for forgiveness. You ask for the thought, the heartfelt anger against that person. And don't forget to forgive yourself, because forgiveness is for you. It's not for the person. You need to be set free, not the person. You will realize you have been held captive in your own life. And sometimes the other person don't even know that you have a bitter heart towards them. And unless the Lord leads you to do so, you don't have to tell that person. But it probably will help you more if you were to just really tell that person. Because some people think that they are right and they are out of order, and they don't know they are out of order because they have been taught that certain way. And I want to share with you, the strongest deliverance comes when you go to that individual and ask for forgiveness. And let me tell you, that freedom is so powerful. And blessings just start coming your way like never before. And it will bring that person to break free from unforgiveness that they are harboring in their heart. It's like a domino effect. Somebody help me on tonight, because do something good for yourself on tonight. Let all that gut that's bottled inside you be released and set you free. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speeches, they are all, but if you let people make you, they will also break you. But if you let the hand of God become your strength and your source, then it doesn't matter who changed their mind about you, because no man can curse what the Lord has blessed. Go for God approval, not become popular among the people in a popularity contest. You can never lose. You know, Apostle Paul, the more they slandered him, the more God anointed him to carry out the assignment. Let people talk about you. All they're doing is adding to your dividend. In James 1 and 2, it says, consider it pure joy, my brethren, when you are involved in various trials. And I know many people ask, is she out of her mind? How can you have joy when someone is inflicting pain upon you? And I know it's not a matter of joy. It is a matter of grief, because fiery darts are being sent your way. But see what you're looking for. You're looking for the great deal of uneasiness and the trouble. But the good thing is, it is all for the sake of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And then there's a great reward in heaven that stands waiting for you. Many people are looking for money. They're looking for riches. They're looking for cars and houses. And it's not about favor in your life. It's not about peace in your spirit. It's not about joy in the salvation of the world. Because I want to tell you tonight, God is bigger than prosperity gain. And yes, he wants us to prosper, but not in a way that is all we seek. Let's love one another, no matter if the other person doesn't meet your standards. You look in the mirror, who do you see in you? Let's be truthful. Let's be set free. Because, see, we judge, we gossip, we denounce spiritual gifts that's in a person, and God may not have sent a message through them to you. the anointing in a person does not always mean that they are highly gifted. Gifts are without repentance. Romans 11:29 will tell you for the gifts and the calling of God are without repentance. It doesn't mean they are excused from their behavior. It is just that God used them to reach those intended to be reached. God will use whoever. And I'm not going to touch on that observation, but that's God's own business, and he does it his way. So if you read the book of Proverbs, it has a lot to say about our mouth. However, whatever comes out of our mouth is the result of what we have put in our heart. Because the abundance of the heart speaks. Just listen to a few choice scriptures from the book of Proverbs. The heart of the wise teaches his mouth and adds learning to his lips. That's Proverbs 16:23. Then Proverbs 18:20 say, a man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. Proverbs 21:23 say, whoso keepeth his mouth and his tongue keepeth his soul from trouble. Meaning that if you don't have nothing nice to say, just don't say anything. Because it will keep your soul from trouble. It will cause you to not be, because once you release the word is in the atmosphere. If you're not releasing nothing, then you can't, your soul can't be in trouble because you haven't released anything that's out of the will of God. The more word we put inside us, the more word will come out of our mouth. And the more life will flow through our body. All God asks is that we believe and say what he has already said so we can prosper and be in good health. And I want you to know the mouth at one moment will be controlled by the abundance of the heart. And the next moment, it can be controlled by the unstable emotions and the mind. How do you know when a heart is good or bad? Well, a good heart must be a combination of regenerated spirit, a renewed mind, and a living sacrificed body. The words proceeding from us should be directed in a way that it will agree with God's word at all times. As we get our complete heart obeying God's direction, we will produce God's directed word. And I want you to know tonight, many people go from day to day hoping nothing bad will happen to them that they can't handle. But how can you hope for good things when you have a problem with your neighbor who you gossip about, who you have refused to help them because they are not worthy of your time? You cannot be blessed if you are in a position to help your neighbor that's struggling. God says we are not to judge who we are to help or look down on someone because they don't look a certain way or someone that you cannot personally gain from them. And then when the problem arises because of what they've been saying and thinking, they try to change things in a few moments of prayer and tears, not realizing that over a period of years, they've spoken so many times that their words actually caused what happened to them. You see, meditating continually on the lies of the devil, it doesn't do anything but build doubt. It builds unbelief in your spirit till it overflows in abundance into your mouth and you speak life to it. Then it's released in the word of fear and it takes root and it becomes in existence. And that's why it is so important to transform our minds so we can transfer the words that we speak. We need to take the word of God and deposit it in our heart just like one would deposit money in the bank. We will be able to make withdrawals on it when needed. That is what we do every day of our life. We make deposits, and we should build up our strength against all giants that may come into our life through the word of God. And we as Christians must determine in our heart to confess the word of God over any and every situation, regardless of what the situation looks like. But we must not speak negatively against each other, against God's word, because of what you say is what you get. Remember, I said earlier, count it all joy when trials come against you from what a person says. So you're going to speak harsh things about someone, you're going to have their dividends to grow. In other words, what I mean, if you speak ill against me, God is sure to bless me. He's going to bless me because you are speaking negative towards me, and God is a positive God. And if I'm doing everything that I'm supposed to do and lies is being told on me because some person has a problem with who I am or what I said or how I act, God sees that, and he's going to add to my blessing. Because I want you to know tonight, what goes around comes around. Don't let the enemy fool you like you are exception to the rule. Sometimes we need to let our words be few. Even Jesus kept his mouth shut to bring past the plan of God for his crucifixion. Acts 8:32 says, like a lamb dumb silent before his shearers, he opened not his mouth. At the arrest of Jesus, the soldiers asked if it was he that they should take. And Jesus answered, I am. At the pronouncement of that time, of that name, the soldiers fell backwards under the power of the spoken name. At the trial, Jesus couldn't even speak his name because it would have freed him. That is why he remained silent. And sometimes we should not let our right hand know what our left hand is doing, because it will give the devil a foothold to use against you. Because one thing the devil cannot know is your mind or what you're thinking unless you speak it. That is why when you have a prayer language or speaking in tongues, it is between you and God. And the devil have no idea what that conversation is about. James 1:19 says, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. Proverbs 17:28 says, even a fool, when he holdeth his peace, is counted wise, and he that shut his lips is esteemed a man of understanding. That's why we as Christians must fight our battles with the word of God and not run away from our problems. We want to see the tails of our enemies flee as we speak the word of God in faith. We are the head and the enemy is the tail. We are more than conquerors, and God will never leave us nor forsake us. We are told in 1 John 4:18 that perfect love casts out fear. How can we get perfect love? Well, 1 John 2:5 tell us that whoso keepeth God's word in him, verily is the love of God perfected. In other words, the more we keep the word or act on it, the more the love of God is perfected in us. Romans 10:17 says faith comes by hearing the word of God. So when we consider words, they have power when you speak them, and it is power in words when you hear them. My conclusion is, Satan has instilled certain bad habits into this world, many of which have creeped into the church. And I'm sorry to say this, but it has creeped into the church. Not that I'm so perfect that I can criticize, but I know what I see. I know what the Spirit is showing me. I know what the Bible says about our fruits and how we should conduct ourselves. And I don't see a lot of that in the churches that have allowed the enemy to creep into the church, as where the enemy has moved Jesus out and he has taken over. No respect for God, no honor for God, no words for God. It's about to have fun, drink, be merry, and do whatever your flesh say do. And as a result, our word has been fought against God. It's keeping him from doing all that he anointed to do on our behalf. Our words have limited God's blessing. The challenge for us is to break out of those old habits by changing from negative words of death to positive words of truth and life. We accomplish this by keeping the word of God going into our hearts and our ears and flowing out of our mouth until the word eventually begins overflowing in our life. If you are facing difficulty in your life, it might be a good thing to take inventory of what you hear and speak. The way you talk is about yourself and others can make all the difference in your happiness. So what I want you to do, and we need to do this from this day forward, we have to make a deeper commitment to the Lord and being responsible for our words. We got to ask God's help daily by praying a prayer of David. Let the words of my heart, of my mouth, and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. That comes from Psalms 19:14. And I promise you, if you would like to see positive changes in your life by mastering your mouth, it's time to realize that the answer is right under your nose. That's why renewing your mind will transform the words that you speak. Thank you so much for your word, Lord, and I just praise you for the word. And I pray that someone has been blessed by this word. Amen. I'm going to close in prayer. Most gracious and heavenly Father, the Most High, we honor you, dear God, because you are the creator of this earth. And we acknowledge you as our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we just want to thank you for your presence in this word on tonight and that your word did go forth. Father, before we go on, I want to offer salvation to anyone that do not know you by the pardon of their sins, that you are their Savior. Lord, that they will surrender their soul to you, that you would cleanse them and forgive them their sins and make them whole in your and you, Lord. Father, I ask that you take control of our tongue. Let us speak life in people's lives. Let us be obedient to you and live solely for you every day. Let us renew our minds and help us to line up according to your word. Ephesians 4:29 is your instructions for us to follow in order to be transferred from what we speak. Lord, I pray that you will open our minds and help us out, and that you will make it possible for us to, that you will make it possible for us to feel nothing but joy, love, and happy thoughts. We will always put our trust in you. Lord, we believe in our heart, soul, and mind that all struggles in the present and the future has already been defeated. We thank you that our enemies who try to rise up against us will be defeated before us. They shall come one way and shall flee before us seven ways. And I cover every blessing, every desire, every fruitful and prosperous blessing in the blood of Jesus, and it is sealed by the blood. Father, I thank you for every person that received this word on today and those that will listen later in archive, that they will let it continue to minister to them. And may all the days of their life be blessed forever I thank you for each person that has came on the line. I thank you for those that's listening by Skype or chat room. I didn't get chat room up. But I thank you for those that will listen later. And I pray that this word will bring them to a better understanding of you, that it will renew their minds and transfer the words that they speak. Father, we got to speak the positive things. The world just look at the negative and look like the world is loving the negative, but we got to speak the positive so the world can know that there is positive things that do take place on this land. Lord, and I thank you for letting this word go forth. I thank you for using me. Lord, and I'm just so thankful that I'm able to speak and that my voice has been strengthened, because at one moment the devil tried to silence me, but you said, oh no, I have given her the gift to teach and to speak, and you cannot stop her. And I thank you, God, that you have that your mercy and your grace has kept me. You have preserved me, and you able me to carry out the assignment that you have given to me. Lord, and I just thank you and I praise you. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen, amen, amen. I thank God for every listener. And I pray that this word truly, truly blessed you. I pray that you have thought about maybe you have said some things that you shouldn't have said. Because I know there are things that I have said that I shouldn't have said. But see, when you learn better, you know better. But if you're not ready to receive the truth and the word of God, you won't be able to renew your mind, because you want to stay in the old wineskin and you want to continue to do it the way that you're accustomed to. But God is not a changing God. His word, we just changed the word, but God is the same today, tomorrow, and forevermore, and his word does not change. We are the ones that change the word around to fit our satisfaction or our needs, and that is not the way it should be. And so I encourage you to speak life. Even when the situation is out of hand, still speak life. Still speak positive over it. Because we have to let the devil know that we're not going to go along with his tactics. We're not going to let him mess up our relationship with the Lord. And so I don't know why I can't play no song, but I'm going to definitely have to get with Blog Talk about this, because I don't like this. This is a part of my Bible study. And every song has been wiped out of here. I don't understand that. But anyway, may God bless you. And we do have a call on the line. And the call-in number is 323-792-2979. If you press that one, I'll bring you in queue. If you don't have anything to say, I just want to say God bless you and thank you so much for joining in. And I hope that you come back again and join in with us. And I try to be here on every Tuesday if my health is permitting me. I am going through a health challenge right now, but I'm faithful to God. And if he allow me, I do what I need to do. Because I just want to stay, in tune with God and the work that he has called me to do. And right now I am limited to how much I can do, but I praise God for the little that I can do, because I could not be doing anything. And so, you know, God has enabled me to do things pertaining to the word of God. Well, don't look like I can play a song to come out of here. But we're not going to worry about it. But I'm just definitely going to have to address this with Blog Talk. But anyway, I thank the caller that's on the line. They didn't raise their hand. I appreciate you. May God bless you. May your week be prosperous. May everything that you expect for God, that he will fulfill your expectations. And I just want you to have a safe week. And I'm here in Houston, and we got cold weather coming up. Winter is finally showing up, and I am enjoying it. And I just want to say I'm Prophet Shirley Kane with Win the Walk of Jesus Ministry. And know that I love you, and God loves you too. And thank you so very much for your time. And may God just richly, richly bless you. And I'm going to go ahead and sign out. I can't play a song, but I just want to say good night to you and be safe.